The opinions expressed on all WRCA programs are those of the program producers and do not express the views of WRCA, its staff, or management.
A member of the Beasley Broadcast Group, this is 1330 WRCA, Watertown, Boston.
Welcome to Tube Talk on WRCA Radio, 1330 AM. If you're listening tonight, that one is for you, my friend. Summertime, and he's playing some music. It's better than me singing.
All day I faced a barren waste without the taste of water.
Devil out of men, and he spreads the burning sand with water. can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and is waiting there for me and you? The shadows sway and seem to say, tonight we'll pray for water, cool water. And way up there he'll hear our prayer and show us where there's water, cool water, clear water. Keep a moving, Dan, don't you listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man, and he spreads the burning sand with water. Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and is waiting there for me and you?
Cool, clear water.
I feel a little refreshed just listening to that. That's the Sons of the Pioneers. Thanks again, gang, for taking a little time at the end of your week. Yes, it's Friday. It's 10 o'clock. It's WRCA. It's Paul Bursch. It's Tube Talk. You've made it through another week, another trying, tiresome, mundane week, but we're going to listen to some good music tonight. We're giving the guests a week off, and we're going to do a little musical time capsule tonight. We'll be all over the board. Hopefully, you'll find something you just love that we'll play tonight. Yes.
My reverie and and I am once again with you.
When our love was new,
and each kiss an inspiration.
Doesn't that just make the stress of the week evaporate right off your shoulders? That's Stardust, vocal by Frank Sinatra and the Pied Pipers. And we took the A-Train before that by Duke Ellington.
Would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar? And be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long, funny ears. Kicks up at anything he hears.
His back is brawny, but his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak.
And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule.
Or would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are.
Or would you rather be a pig?
A pig is an animal with dirt on his face. His shoes are a terrible disgrace. He has no manners when he eats his food. He's fat and lazy and extremely rude.
But if you don't care a feather or a fig, you may grow up to be a pig.
Or would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are.
Or would you rather be a fish?
A fish won't do anything but swim in a brook. He can't write his name or read a book. To fool the people is his only thought. And though he's slippery, he still gets caught.
But then if that sort of life is what you wish, you may grow up to be a fish. A new kind of jumped up slippery fish. And all the monkeys are in the zoo.
Every day you meet quite a few.
So you see, it's all up to you. You can be better than you are. You could be swinging on a star.
Mr. Bing Crosby with one of my favorite songs from one of my favorite radio personalities and vocalists. Mr. Bing Crosby, who still has a very active fan appreciation society, or a fan club, as they used to say, still going after Bing has gone, and that's Swinging on a Star. You know, we could title tonight's show, Why This Obsession? Why are we obsessed with radios? Well, why are we? Many people ask the antique radio enthusiast the same question. Why? Why scour the flea markets, second-hand stores, radio swamp meets, the internet in search of old radios? Why spend hours upon hours working to restore their electronics? Why clean, sand, scrape, stain, lacquer, and polish those cabinets forever? Why listen to something that hasn't played in 75 years? Well, you know, I would have to say those are all good questions. Occasionally they are asked of me and other folks I know who collect vintage electronics. And those are questions that could be asked of anyone who collects any article from the past. You know, they're not the type of questions, however, that people would ask somebody who's a curator of a museum. You know, obviously we all know that museums exist to preserve items of historical significance, educate people about that history, and try to explain why that history has relevance to our modern life and to history. Well, it is much the same with the noble foot soldier in the radio restoration hobby. We look for old electronic equipment to keep it from winding up on the slag heap of history. We scour the antique stores, secondhand shops, and the internet for that one set that we absolutely must have to complete our collection, to find that last model from 1936 to finish our grouping of Arvins for that model year, so we can have every cabinet style that went with that chassis. To dream the impossible dream, find the ever-increasingly rare set, restore the technically complex to its factory specifications. To climb the Mount Everest of the radio restoration hobby. Why must we restore these artifacts and then listen to them? Well, first of all, the restoration must be done by a competent repair and restoration person for the safety of all parties involved. Never plug in a vintage radio without having it appropriately serviced by a capable technician. We can then listen to the speaker that brought so much news, entertainment, and joy to the listening world of its heyday. Perhaps we can then capture the zeitgeist of that era, so commonly referred to as the golden age of radio. The road is long, the restorations difficult, the cabinets grueling. But we must endure. And banded together in our radio clubs and societies, we will emerge victorious from our travails. We will celebrate at our next meeting, or the next time our friend posts pictures of his completed project, or the next time someone treats us with the silver tones that emerge from their lovingly restored Atwater Kent Model 80. You can celebrate right here on Tube Talk each and every Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. You can email the program with your questions, comments, or reactions, requests at tubetalk1@gmail.com. That's tubetalk, the number one, at gmail.com. So let it be written. So let it be done.
With you first time I looked into them their eyes. You've got a certain little cute way of flirting with them their eyes. They make me feel happy. They make me blue. No, stalling, I'm falling in a great big way for you. My heart is jumping. You started something with them their eyes. You in a whole lot of trouble. You're overworking them. There's danger lurking in them, their eyes. Baby, can't you see what love has done to me? Had no worries, had no sighs. Making with those blue eyes. I fell in love with you first time I looked into them blue eyes. You've got a certain little cute way of flirting with them blue eyes. They make me feel so happy. They make me blue. No stalling, I'm falling, 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 falling.
Get it.
absolutely gorgeous rendition of I'm in the Mood for Love. That's Julie London, a.k.a. Dixie McCall. Sing me a song, stat, will you, Dix? And that's from 1957. And before that, it was Them Their Eyes with Anita Roday, orchestra conducted by Lowell Martin. That's a 1945 recording. And what would Tube Talk be without a little rant or rave there from your humble host, Mr. Burish, going off about why do we do this? I mean, why this obsession? People ask, and I guess it's like any group or collector or antique hunter. You know, we share a lot in common with many different hobbies, but the radio hobby is just so unique. The electronic and the aesthetic all wrapped up into one big, beautiful Art Deco radio. That's why we do it, folks. And, you know, if you're somewhere in the center of the country, somewhere near Chicagoland, I have to suggest that you go to www.antique-radios.org, which is the website of the Antique Radio Club of Illinois. They have Radio Fest coming up here at the beginning of August. I can't tell you enough. Check it out. Please go if you can. It's a super time. And I'm going to plagiarize here horribly from their latest newsletter. This is a little piece by David Bart. Now, the theme this year for Radio Fest is the radios of 1938, the golden age of radio. And not only the sets, but also the shows and the history from that year. You know, and the way things are today, entertainment world, TV especially, if there's two or maybe three shows that last for more than a season, or that you can even remember after they come out, it's an absolute amazing event. So some of these will be familiar to you. Some of these you'll remember. Some ran longer than others, but some of them really set the stage for some incredible television programs. This is a little piece by David Bart, and he's got a list here. I'm going to run through it real quickly of some of the shows that came out in the great radio year of 1938. And if David doesn't mind, I'm going to read his little spiel here before he gets into his list. This year is the 75th anniversary of a terrific year in radio, 1938. Many new broadcasts came on the air, such as Charlie McCarthy, The Adventures of Superman, and others. Many of these shows or their stars made it into the early years of television. How many of the following shows that started in 1938 do you remember? In addition to the many new radio designs that hit the stores featuring Art Deco cabinets, new forms of chemical plastics used in cabinets and parts, and new household or user-friendly circuit designs, and Motorola launched its first national advertising campaign in 1938. The campaign included print media, road signs, and billboards. In short, 1938 was simply an amazing year for radio. Yes, Mr. Bart, it certainly was. And here's some shows that came out in 1938. Many of them lasted for many, many years. So we'll go through these. This is an alphabetical list, not based on what I like or don't like. Adult Education Series, American Portraits, The Bob Hope Show, Cal Tinney, The Campbell Playhouse, The Challenge of the Yukon, also known as Sergeant Preston, The Chase at Sanborn Hour, Curtain Time, Don't You Believe It, Edward R. Murrow, The Green Hornet, Information Please, Joyce Jordan, M.D., Kay Kaiser's College of Musical Knowledge, Life Can Be Beautiful, The Mercury Theater on the Air, and what great shows, what great productions came out of that with Orson Welles, The Mickey Mouse Theater of the Year, who could forget that, The Passing Parade, The People's Platform, Scattergood Baines, Stella Dallas, Texaco Star Theater, Today's Children, Tommy Riggs and Betty Lou, True or False, Valiant Lady, What's My Name, and The Young Widder Brown, just to name a few. What a year for radio, 1938. What a year for radio, 2013. We're still trying to keep just a little bit of that spirit alive right here, folks. Each and every week on Tube Talk. You know, we had talked with Ron Ramirez a little while ago. He was on the show doing some of his big band faves with us. And I was sharing with him my utter and complete fascination at this present time in my musical appreciation phase, shall we say, with the Ink Spots. And it's the sound, it's the vibe, it's the guitar at the beginning, it's the beautiful harmonies. And you'll have to indulge me tonight, because we're going to go right into Little Ink Spot world right here.
Someone's rocking my dream home. Someone's invading my dream. We were sailing along, so peaceful and calm. Suddenly something went wrong. Someone's rocking my dream boat, disturbing a beautiful dream. It's a mystery to me, this mutiny at sea. Who can it be? A friendly breeze gave us a start to a paradise of our own. All at once a storm blew us apart and left me drifting alone. Someone's rocking my dream boat. I'm captain without any crew, but with love as my guide, I'll follow the tide. I'll keep sailing till I find you.
Someone's rocking my dream boat. Someone's invading my dream.
We were sailing along, so peaceful and calm. Suddenly something went wrong.
Someone's rocking my dream boat, disturbing a beautiful dream.
It's a mystery to me, this mutiny at sea. Who can it be?
Who can it be?
A friendly breeze gave us a start to a paradise of our own. All at once a storm blew us apart and left me drifting alone.
Someone's rocking my dream boat. I'm captain without any crew,
but with love as my guide, I'll follow the tide. I'll keep sailing till I find you.
What a way to end a song. I wish I could hold a high note like that. Okay, gang, I gotta have it, so we're gonna do it. We're gonna play it. I like coffee, I like tea.
I love coffee, I love tea. I love the jive, a jive, and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the java and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup,
boy.
I love java, sweet and hot. Whoops, Mr. Moto, I'm a coffee pot. Shoot me the pot and I'll pour me a shot. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup. Oh, slip me a slug from the wonderful mug. I got a rug till I'm stuck in the jug. A slice of onion and a raw one. Draw one,
waiter, waiter, percolator. I love coffee, I love tea, I love the jabba jabba and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the jabba and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup. Oh, Boston beans, soybeans, yeah. Green beans, cabbage and greens. I'm not keen upon a bean unless it is a cheery, cheery bean, boy. I love coffee, I love tea, I love the jabba jabba and it loves me. Coffee and the tea and the jabba and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, yeah. I love Java, sweet and hot. Whoops, Mr. Moto, I'm a coffee pot. Shoot me the pot, now pour me a shot. A cup, a cup, a cup,
yeah.
Oh, throw me that slug from the wonderful mug. I'll cut a rug till I'm snug in the jug. Drop a nickel in the pot, Joe. I take 'em a slow. Waiter, waiter, percolator. I love coffee, I love tea, I love the jabba jabba and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the jabba and me. Yeah. A cup.
So if you're obsessed with coffee, tea, the Java, or me, or just simply great music, you gotta love the Ink Spots. And we're gonna have a little duel here, and you'll see what I mean. This is a beautiful piece of music from the great movie Casablanca. Humphrey Bogart, Peter Lorre, Sidney Greenstreet, one of my favorite actors, and it's not simply because I look a lot like him. As time goes by, this is a version by Peggy Lee.
You must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you. On that you can rely. Brings as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man. Still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by. Thank you.
surely an American classic there. But Rick, I must have those letters of transit. So here's where that musical duel kind of comes into play here. Which one do you like?
You must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say, I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by. Never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story. A fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time.
What a voice. So warm, so rich, so supple. That's Andy Williams, and I don't know which one you cared for more. Perhaps you liked them both, the Peggy Lee version or Andy Williams version. You could let me know at tubetalk1@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. And even if we're not in a growth industry here in our little corner of the AM radio world, at least we can have some fun each week. While some people may wonder, if AM radio is dead, why are there so many internet applications so people can listen to radio? Ask yourself that. You know, I've personally always wondered why we drive on parkways and park on driveways. And, you know, I don't know what the answer to that one is, so you could let me know. You could drop me an email. And we'd just love to remind you, as we are oft to do, that this is Tube Talk on WRCA Radio, 1330 AM. Yes, friends, you have reached the zenith of the independently produced fine broadcast experience right here on WRCA 1330 AM and streaming on the WRCA website. We are here to restore your super deluxe radio experience each Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Tell all your pals to tune in, because it's happening right here. See if you enjoy this one just as much as you enjoyed that there one by the Sons of the Pioneers.
about the taste of water, cool water. All Dan and Guy with throats burned dry and souls that cry for water. Cool, clear water. The nights are cool and I'm a fool. Each star's a pool of water. Listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man. And he spreads the burning sand with water. Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for you and me? The shadows sway and seem to say, tonight we pray for water. Listen to him, Dan. He's the devil, not a man. And he spreads the burning sand with water. Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for you and me?
Certified guitar picker Chet Atkins with Yakety Yaks, and he was a big wheel over at RCA, not only recording, but he had a big executive position with RCA as well. And before that, we had a slightly different version there of Cool Water. That's Marty Robbins. Give us that one there. Very nicely sung.
In a little honky-tonky village in Texas, there's a guy who plays the best piano by far. He can play piano any way that you like it, but the way he likes to play is A to the bar. When he plays, it's a ball. He's the daddy of them all. The people gather around when he gets on the stand. Then when he plays, he gets a hand. The rhythm he beats puts the cats in a trance. Nobody there bothers to dance, but when he plays with the bass and guitar, they holler, "Oh, be me, daddy, A to the bar." A plink, a plank, a plink, clank, clink, clank, a plunkin' on the key. A riff, a rap, a riff, rap, a riffin' out with thee. And when he plays with the bass and guitar, they holler, "Oh, beat me, daddy, A to the bar." He plays the boogie, he plays A to the bar, the boogie woogie. That is the way he likes to play on his piano. And we all know that when he plays, he puts them all in a trance. The cats all holler hooray. You hear them say, "Beat me, daddy, A to the bar." In Texas, there's a guy who plays the best piano by far. When he plays with the bass and guitar, they all beat me up, daddy, beat me, daddy, eight to the bar. The people gather around when he gets up on the stand. Then when he plays, he gets a hand. The rhythm that he plays puts the cats in a trance.
The Andrew Sisters, "Beat Me Daddy, A to the Bar." And as we wend our way off into the evening here, thanks for listening. We hope you enjoy the program. We hope to see you each and every week, 10 p.m. Eastern, here on WRCA 1330 AM for Tube Talk, where we celebrate our electronic entertainment and musical history, which is pretty much what we did tonight. And we always try to mix it up a little bit, so I hope you enjoyed the music tonight. We'll see you next week.
Mm-hmm.